/nation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Catastrophic flooding is being blamed for the deaths of at least 48 people in central Texas, while others remain missing. CBS's Jason Allen has the story.
Search and rescue teams climbed over piles of debris spreading out across the Guadalupe riverbanks that had been underwater, probing for anyone who may still be there. Friends and family of the missing also searching, overcome by how much has been lost. Ryan Blackbird came to the river looking for signs of his sister and her husband.
We're still hoping for the best, but that's about all we do in that and pray.
They were staying in their family vacation home with friends when Texas officials say the river rose more than 25 feet in less than 45 minutes early Friday morning.
It appears Israel and Hamas negotiators are returning to the bargaining table to try and hammer out a ceasefire. CBS News correspondent Jerrica Duncan.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's sending a delegation to Qatar for talks on a possible ceasefire deal. Hamas calls the latest response positive. This as Israeli strikes killed at least 14 in Gaza and 10 other Palestinians were killed trying to get food. It is unclear how they died.
The Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo is the largest wildfire in California this year. It has burned over 70,000 acres and is forcing evacuations and road closures. It was 10% contained as of Saturday evening. Here's CAL FIRE spokesperson Tony Davis.
This isn't going to be a two-day type thing. We're going to be here for a little bit working towards more containment. Hoping for more, but we've got some work to do.
The deadline is fast approaching for countries to make new tariff agreements with the U.S. or face a higher rate. President Trump is planning to send letters to various countries as soon as Monday, putting them on notice. CBS's Willie James Inman on the state of the negotiations.
The Trump administration, these across-the-board tariffs, are going to hit Americans hard.
The president set a July 9th deadline for dozens of nations to make a deal with the U.S. or risk higher tariffs. Now the president says multiple nations could receive notice of new tariff rates early next week, which would go into effect in August.
Elon Musk says he's launching a new political party weeks after a dramatic falling out with the president. Musk's announcement is that he's forming a new party called the American Party. Here's political expert Larry Sabato.
This won't be good news for President Trump, that's for sure, and will probably anger him. But that has been the norm these days.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5, thanks to Jackson Chourio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a two-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all seven batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties. He gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's... You know, he's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you know, you saw it, 97, 99, and this makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Beautiful. Less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 73.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matt Nair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
All of us at the Maggie Dawn Show are taking some time to celebrate America's freedoms. Maggie will be back, though, on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy some of the best moments from the Maggie Dawn Show.
That is what our framers intended, and I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Are you kidding me?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I think that speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums. It ain't the same in other places.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Wednesday. Hope your work days are ending well this afternoon or starting off on a good foot if you are working second or third shift. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the great privileges of this job that I do with each and every one of you is that I get to talk to some really interesting people. And my most favorite people often are not just the academics and the data scientists, but those who have served as public servants, serving our country, our cities, our states. And we have a distinguished public servant joining us today. Her name is Ambassador Cynthia Eifert. She has had a storied career as a senior foreign service officer that spanned just under 40 years, including 3 years of service as the U.S. ambassador to the Republic of Angola. Now, I usually don't read people's resumes in full, but I'm going to do this. And Cynthia, I beg your forgiveness. You know all that you have accomplished, but our listeners don't, and I want to share with them. You currently are the President Emerita of the Public Diplomacy Association of America. You've served on the boards of the Decor Bacon Foundation, the Public Diplomacy Council, the Women's National Democratic Club. Your service goes on and on after your retirement, but let me tell people a bit about your experience as a foreign service officer. Again, you were the ambassador to the Republic of Angola for 3 years. You were deputy commandant for international affairs at the U.S. Army War College. You are an associate at the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University, where you did that for 2 years. And you joined the Foreign Service back in 1977. You then served in Yugoslavia for, as I count it, 4 years. You served in the German Democratic Republic. For those who are not old enough to remember, it didn't used to just be one Germany. You served in the German Democratic Republic. You've served in Mozambique. When you worked in Vienna, Austria, you were on the staff of both the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. delegation to the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, as well as volunteering for temporary duty in Somalia with the U.S. Liaison Office. You were the Deputy Counselor for Public Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, ladies and gentlemen, from 1997 to 2000. And then you were detailed to the Organization for Cooperation and Security in Europe to oversee post-conflict reconstruction of the media sector in Kosovo. Of course, understanding how important a vigorous fourth estate the media is in fully functioning democracies. From 2001 to 2002, you were an advisor to the Associate United States Trade Representative, and you directed all public diplomacy and public affairs for the Bureau of African Affairs at the Department of State from August 2002 to July 2004. You hold degrees from Georgetown, Duke, and the National Defense University, and you've received many State Department Meritorious Honor and Superior Honor Awards. You've received an honorary degree from the U.S. Army War College and a decoration for distinguished civilian service from the U.S. Army. May I begin, Madam Ambassador, by just simply saying thank you for a lifetime of service to our country.
Well, I have to say that it was a wonderful career, and I've had great fun. And if I can put a little question thing in right now,
please.
If I can ask your audience if they're interested in the sort of work of being overseas, of representing the country, we very much need people from the Midwest, because there are a lot of people from the two coasts, people who have parents who are in the Foreign Service, but the process is very fair and very open, and we need representatives from the Midwest. I grew up in Detroit. I knew nobody in the Foreign Service, never even heard of it until I found a secondhand book, and it struck me as maybe a good idea. So please, if any in your audience would like to join the Foreign Service, it's a long process, only about 1 out of 100 ever get in, but you can find out all about it at our website, www.state.gov/careers. So please, think about it.
I love the plug for public service. I often refer to my time as a public servant as the most deeply meaningful of all of my work experiences. When we were preparing for the show, Cynthia and I, you talked a little bit about I had gone through the first two stages to actually enter the Foreign Service before I got distracted by a big, huge case called Enron and decided I was going to work on that for a while. Cynthia, let's start. I want to talk about and give some life to what diplomatic work is. I think people think spies, right? That's what they think of. Or they hit the snooze button because they don't get it. So I was hoping, Cynthia, you could help breathe some life and share some of your specific experiences from any one of the very diverse regions that you have worked in over your long career.
Well, let me give you a little interesting story. I was in Angola in my office as ambassador, and my consular officer came in, and she said, "Did you know that 50 Cent, the rapper, is coming to Angola?" And I said, "Oh, that's exciting." She says, "And the impresario that we've had real trouble with is the one who's bringing him." Mm. And I said, "Uh-oh. Why don't you get out to the airport and see if you can make contact and come back and tell me what's going on?" So she went out. A couple hours later, she came back and said, "We are in trouble." The impresario, as had been his practice, had taken the passports of all the crew and 50 Cent and had said that they, unless they did a series of extra concerts, he wouldn't give them back. And one of the crew members had leaned over to her and said, "We're not going to be held up here. Can you get guns around here?"
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Which well, you literally call a diplomatic emergency. Yeah.
Yes. So, and now the truth was, is you could get guns because it was right after the Civil War and they were everywhere. And I said, "Well, I think we better step in here." So I called the impresario and I said, "You people need to go to the U.S. from time to time with visas in order to be able to recruit people, correct?" He said, "Yep." I said, "If you don't give those passports back to 50 Cent and his crew immediately, you and anyone associated with you will never get a U.S. visa as long as I'm around." And he said, "Oh, no, no, there's been a misunderstanding." Mm. Okay. Problem two, she said, "That's great. His people are happy. They're at the hotel. But they're planning to go to the hospital tomorrow." And she said, "The trouble is that his crew throw $10 bills around as they walk through any place they go. And there will be a riot. And people in the hospital are going to get hurt." And I said, "Well, I tell you what, why don't we invite him to come and do his thing here at the embassy where I have Marine guards and I can supervise?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Okay." So we did it. And I said, "And not only that, but we are very active participants in President George W. Bush's PEPFAR program against HIV/AIDS, and maybe he will do a little speech about avoiding HIV/AIDS. I said, then we would have an even better thing. So she said, okay, I'll see. And sure enough, it worked. Oh, and we also invited winners from a contest we had given to come and meet him at the embassy. So they're the ones that got the money that was being thrown. Mm-hmm. Any rate, so the next day he came. It worked perfectly. His speech was a little shorter than I expected. He said, have sex. Have safe sex. All right, short and pithy. But we then did a long segment on that, which, by the way, went out on every radio frequency across Angola, which was more people we had been able to reach about the message of how to avoid HIV/AIDS. So what I want to do is to just show, well, later the Washington Post had a little comment about what in the world was the U.S. Embassy thinking, bringing 50 cents in to be a representative of the U.S. Well, we hadn't brought him in. We were keeping disasters from happening. So three things about what this says about diplomatic life. Well, first off, it's always different. But first, our job is to protect American citizens. Now, we were protecting 50 Cent and his crew, but we protect students, professors, visitors,
journalists,
journalists, very much journalists, when they come. And that's our number one job when we're overseas. Secondly, we are protecting the U.S.'s economic contracts and how they can make money overseas and make sure that they're treated fairly. So we get to assist in the economic health of the country. And then thirdly, we're often misunderstood, as we were. But all in all, what we do is absolutely essential and is making America really great, if I may use a phrase.
Making America really great. She did that work, continues to do that work, nearly 40 years as a senior foreign service officer. We're talking with Ambassador Cynthia Eford. I have to say, Madam Ambassador, if anyone would have told me that you and I would be talking about 50 Cent, I would have said, I'm sorry, are you talking about Ambassador Cynthia Eford or some other guest that was literally nowhere, not even close to anywhere on my bingo card this afternoon? I wanted to ask you this. When what sort of skills would you describe as a foreign service officer, the skill sets that are needed to do that job? We have just a little bit under a minute, so if you could keep this one short, we're going to go deeper when we get back. But please, go ahead.
Okay.
What are, just very briefly, what are some of the essential skills?
Well, we have to be fluent in cross-cultural communication. We have to be able to analyze a situation, analyze a culture, and figure out how to achieve U.S. objectives within that culture. We have to be, all of us take our oath to the Constitution. So we also have to have strong moral fiber.
Strong moral fiber, analytical heft, the ability to analyze complex situation accurately, and then advocate for U.S. interest using fluent cross-cultural communications. I want all of us to sit with that for a moment, because I think when we look and we want to ask more of our elected officials, the elected official may set the tone, but they are also ultimately responsible for the folks that fill out the ranks and who they want leading these organizations like the U.S. State Department. And folks up and down the food chain take their lead from who sits at the top of those organizations. We've got U.S. Ambassador Cynthia Eford with her 40 years as a senior foreign service officer, including 3 years as U.S. ambassador to the Republic of Angola. When we come back on the other side, we're going to dig into what the obligations, how does the work of the foreign service officer actually operate? What happens if a diplomat is given an immoral or an unconstitutional directive? We're going to ask the tough questions. We're going to peel back the layers of the onion and make it all the more real for each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You got a question or comment for the ambassador? First of all, start with thanks. You can text that 855-75-SIP.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 50 are dead as flash floods hit central Texas. The search continues for the missing, and while officials don't have an exact number, they say more than two dozen girls from a camp. CBS's Karen Waugh is there.
A reunification center is set up at an elementary school where families have been waiting and praying. These residents say they found a girl who told them she was from Camp Mystic after she emerged from rubble left behind by the floodwaters.
We asked her what happened, and she said that her cabin was flooding and someone opened a window and she just flew out of it. It was really scary.
And she said she was the only one.
Tropical storm Chantel is expected to make landfall, bringing with it heavy rain to portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, and southeastern Virginia that can cause flash flooding. The storm is expected to hit early Sunday morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's sending a delegation to Qatar on Sunday for talks on a possible ceasefire deal. Hamas calls the latest response positive. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
This time, it does look as if things might be gathering a new momentum. President Trump has certainly been talking it up. He's due to meet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. He will almost certainly want to be able to make some big announcement after that meeting. We are having indications that Israel has given a relatively positive response to what Hamas itself called its own positive response to this latest modified proposal.
The Madre Fire in San Luis Obispo County is the largest wildfire in California this year. It was 10% contained as of Saturday evening, but has burned over 70,000 acres, forcing evacuations and road closures. Andrew Madsen is a public affairs officer with the Los Padres National Forest.
We are looking at a warming trend that's going to last into next week. So we are trying to get as much containment line in as we can so that the crews aren't out there in too much of a sweltering heat.
Elon Musk is still feuding with President Trump over his signature tax and domestic policy legislation. As a result, Musk plans to launch a new political party dubbed the American Party. The BBC's Ahuna Mukherjee has more.
He had very categorically pointed out that this is a party that had promised to cut down on expenses, but it was doing just the opposite. So this is a man who says that he is ideologically committed to the fact that America needs to save, and forming a new political party, according to him, is the only way to do it.
Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath delivered their final performance as Osbourne's health has forced him to retire. Fans struggled to find the right words.
A little emotional, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an end of an era.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
All of us at the Maggie Dawn Show are taking some time to celebrate America's freedoms. Maggie will be back, though, on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy some of the best moments from the Maggie Dawn Show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. When big events happen around the world, there are tireless, dedicated employees of the State Department, foreign service officials that are there on the ground communicating intelligence, helping to diffuse volatile situations, many of which we never hear about because things don't get worse. It is the 36th anniversary of that moment in Tiananmen Square where a student faced off against a tank. It is those kinds of situations that do make the press that we do hear about, but again, so many more, especially in the areas of public health, that our Foreign Service officials have an incredible impact. We have one of those career senior Foreign Service officials joining us today as our special guest here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Her name is Ambassador Cynthia Eford. She served, again, for nearly 40 years, three of which was as ambassador to the Republic of Angola. One of our listeners texting in on the text lines over the break had a very particular question for you, Ambassador, and I thought I would just start there because it was such an interesting one. And that is, when you were serving at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow back in the late 90s, was the White House, the Russian equivalent of the White House, still damaged from the Yeltsin tanks when you were there, or had it been repaired? I love it. We've got very informed listeners here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, actually, it had been pretty much repaired. I was there during the period, just at the end of the Yeltsin period. He was having real trouble with drink or health issues or whatever. And there was a particular press conference with President Clinton where President Clinton helped him along. And I have to tell you, I'm sorry to say, that when Putin came on the scene, we thought, aha, this is a much younger person. He's been in Germany, lived there, granted as a spy, but he had been there. Maybe he will be able to retrieve the situation. And of course, what happened was it just got worse because he just took over the oligarch's graft. And what we see now with the terrible situation in Ukraine is the result of him slowly over the last 20 years developing a technique of creating conflicts, starting in Georgia where they invaded, and now, of course, in Ukraine. And it is because I think we have not sufficiently stood up to him, or that we have wavered in our support for our democratic values.
If I can ask you a follow-up question to that, Ambassador, why aren't we hearing from more retired Foreign Service officials? And if they are speaking in ways, are there places that we, the general public, should be going to look? Or, as it is, and I think one of the norms that I always understood is that most career Foreign Service officials will not speak out and criticize current administrations or politicians because, again, you serve over a career, you serve Republicans and Democrats, you take on this very serious oath duty to be
more apolitical and to not say those things. Is it a unique moment? Do you think your former colleagues, retired Foreign Service officials, should be speaking out more on this moment, especially given, I think, the threat that Vladimir Putin poses to, frankly, many of our allies in Western Europe and democratic order writ large?
Well, actually, I see a lot of former Foreign Service officers, ambassadors speaking out. Generally, they are identified by their current role, the think tank they're working for. One name comes to mind, Ambassador McFaul, former yes. ambassador to Russia. He's often on CNN, I think, or MSNBC. But most of us don't want to be involved in U.S. politics, but we very much want our expertise and our concern and our ability to analyze cross-cultural issues to be able to come to the fore.
Yeah, we've had a few guests on from the Council on Foreign Relations, other mm-hmm. of these think tanks trying to get just myself and other average folks the benefit of your expertise and these years of experience. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Why is understanding the importance of places like USAID and the State Department and what foreign services, why is that so important in this moment particularly?
Well, I think I'd like to speak a little bit about USAID, partly because there's a terrible misconception about how generous we are on foreign aid. Actually, the U.S. puts about 0.2% of our federal budget into foreign assistance. And although most Americans think it's much more than that, they, by a strong majority, I read somewhere 62%, oppose us not providing food, health, and security assistance to poor countries. You know, the U.S. is a country of can-do, generous people. And we do care about the human rights. We do care about people being poor. I think it's a misunderstanding. When they made the draconian DOGE cuts in USAID, there were antiretroviral to combat HIV/AIDS people, medicines sitting on the shelves that the contractors were told they could not take off and give to people. And I read some scientists did a study that there are maybe 100 people in the world each hour dying because of our cuts in foreign assistance. And this isn't given only because we care about other human beings. There are great benefits to the U.S. as well. Because we are seen as strong supporters of human rights, of free media, of economic benefits across the society, we're given a seat at the table that no other country has been able to have. And so that gives us a chance to carry out our objectives in a fair and open way. Our work in free media abroad, I remember when I was redoing helping to rehab the media sector, they said, how in the U.S. do you fund media so that it is fair and free and not under the government's thumb? And I said, well, NPR PBS, for instance, they get contributions from people. And they said, people just give them money? And I said, yeah, that's the American way. The government's money makes them able to reach a wider audience, but it's the listeners who pay for the actual programming.
Mm. To your point, specifically, Ambassador Eford, I am sad to share with you and our listeners that an article just posted a wee bit ago today, like three minutes ago in the New York Times, says nearly all remaining Voice of America employees could be fired under a new proposed restructuring. Again, the Voice of America, founded in 1942 to combat Nazi propaganda, to stand up for the Fourth Estate, the free and vigorous press, to hold governments and government actors and elected officials accountable. What you're describing is something that wonky folks will often term soft power. In other words, it's not when the United States sends troops. It is when we have diplomats on the ground assisting countries and governments. It's when people know that we will show up when there is a potential Ebola-like outbreak to help save lives, to help better people's lives across the globe. But this is done because doing so in both the short, medium, and of course the long term as well, actually serves U.S. interests. People listen to us. They'll do what we ask when we have needs, when we ask them to do different things to impact geopolitics. Ambassador, am I defining soft power correctly? Is that what people mean when they use that term? And how would you additionally tell somebody, hey, sitting in I don't know, Wausau this afternoon, why this is so important to the person in Wausau or up in the near the Apostle Islands or wherever folks may be across this beautiful state?
Well, it is true. Diplomacy is a very cheap tool, because it doesn't cost very much to have embassies around the world. As I said, 168. What's very expensive is any military action. And I think as a people, we tend to want a quick, fast solution. And oftentimes military solutions seem as though they will be quick and fast. But as we've seen from the war on terrorism, from Afghanistan, from Vietnam War, even the Second World War, we won that war, but the Soviet Union created afterwards, and we had to fight the Cold War that followed afterwards. Mm-hmm. So diplomacy is a cheap tool that can be deployed around the world and that can provide, as I said, protection for our citizens, increased reach of our economic power, and the spread of the kind of prosperity that makes people happy to stay at home rather than wanting to come here. Also, if that nice person in Wausau is planning or has children who are going to go to university, the cost of their university education is partly covered by foreign students.
By foreign students, yes.
Who are paying the full share for the tuition.
Ambassador, I know you're one smart cookie, but that is a little wrinkle that I have talked about with my friends. I know a lot about higher education administration, and most people do not realize that a huge chunk of the operating budgets of every single college and university, public and private, the creme de la creme, to smaller, less known universities and colleges, is paid by international students who pay full tuition. Basically, almost nobody else in the United States pays the full load of tuition. International students do. It is an increasingly essential component of revenue for all of our institutions of higher learning. And as we look at an incredible demographic crunch coming in the next 10 to 15 years, there'll be fewer people in that age range of 17 to approximately 25. Boy, that is going to pose quite a challenge for higher education. So again, folks can extrapolate from that what they will, given this administration's dim view and attacks on international students writ large. Ambassador, we have just about a minute left. What do you want Wisconsinites and Americans listening to you today to know? And more importantly, what should they do to help support cheap diplomacy that has a long reach of America's soft power?
I think it's partly just being aware that their diplomatic corps is out there and is doing your business for you. Mm. And whether it's your kid that gets picked up overseas and needs to be supported, or whether it's your business, or whether it's just that you want America to be great because it's good.
America to be great because it's good. My sincere thanks to former U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Angola, Cynthia Eford. Such a pleasure. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-to for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 50 are dead as flash floods hit central Texas. The search continues for the missing, and while officials don't have an exact number, they say more than 24 girls from a camp. CBS's Karen Waugh is there.
A reunification center is set up at an elementary school where families have been waiting and praying. These residents say they found a girl who told them she was from Camp Mystic after she emerged from rubble left behind by the floodwaters.
We asked her what happened, and she said that her cabin was flooding and someone opened a window and she just flew out of it. That is really scary.
She said she was the only one.
Tropical storm Chantel is expected to make landfall, bringing with it heavy rain to portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, and southeastern Virginia that can cause flash flooding. The storm is expected to hit early Sunday morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin